There once was a man named Kyle, who dreamed that his name was Kyle. He woke up with a scream, if you know what I mean, and then he looked in the mirror and smiled. That was eerie.
Great work, Jared. Great work.
Hey, coming at you live from the Kia Optima of Love. This is Spooky Time Podcast. Today, joining me in the Kia Optima of Love is me. Well, you're one of your hosts for Spooky Time Podcast. My name is Jared Miller, and did I just shit my pants a little bit? The jury's still out on that one. Kyle might have to go back to court for jury duty. Find out if I shit my pants.
He did. I can smell it from here. I don't know why he's putting it as a question.
You can. I can't. Yeah.
All right. Who's joining me today? Is it Kyle? Cammy?
Both?
Both?
Neither?
Neither?
Depends on whether or not you shit your pants just now.
The ones with a boy named Jared.
No.
Who accidentally shit his britches.
We've already lost the rhyming scheme.
His mother sold him to a couple of witches. And now he's witched too. What is Jared to do?
He stuck the landing.
This is my favorite Jared voice.
When I turned into Choose Goose from fucking Adventure Time.
Yep.
Choose Goose!
Who are you over there?
I'm Cammy. And I don't sound like I'm dying anymore.
Yeah! You gave your disease to me, and I am better today. I've been sick since Thursday night until today.
We recorded on Thursday night.
I've been sick since Thursday night after recording until today.
No, that was not me then. There's no way you got sick that quickly.
I was fine right after. I was fine until after I went home. I was like,
No, that was psychosomatic.
Tell her, Kyle.
It was a placebo.
No. Yeah, Kyle and I shared a bed that night.
No,
we became one flesh. Tell her, Kyle.
We didn't. There's a liar.
Oh, okay. All right. Kyle, unfortunately, has not seen the movie Hereditary, which I am dying to fucking talk about right now. Go on and watch it!
I'll have it watched by the next time we see each other.
It is not at all what I thought it was.
Nobody,
not at all!
It wasn't,
I didn't know what to think of
like,
it. The trailer
the way
was
they
weird.
Marketed it, the trailer like looked super intriguing, but you're like, I didn't get any of my questions answered from that trailer. They did a really good job.
And Aunt Lydia from The Handmaid's Tale is in there, and she is, she's a bad bitch.
Ooh.
Oh.
Interpret that as you will.
Ooh la la.
Okay, so what is our topic today on Spoopin' Time?
Our topic today is possession.
Oh, yeah, like misdemeanors, and like Kyle and I got, we got picked up outside of, Sao Paulo when we were smoking a little crack, right, Kyle? Remember possession?
All I remember is waking up 3 weeks later, covered in horse blood. You were nowhere to be found. I was pretty upset about that. You ditched me.
I was in the blood. I keep telling you this. I was in the blood.
There wasn't enough room in the blood. You're a big guy.
No, it was me, man. It was my blood. I washed you. I bathed you.
Wow.
Where you only saw one set of footprints, that is where I carried you, my son. Hell yeah.
Wow. I like that you brought that back around to Christianity.
on your 30th birthday, you might get taken by some black hooded cloaked figures, but
I can take
Dementors.
Dementors aren't real.
More like
what?
They're a concoction by a lady.
More like the satanic cult that I sold him to, but still,
oh.
You could take them.
A bunch of dweebs. Whoa. Always worshiping Satan. That sounds more like a UFO.
Stop that!
I'm calling them.
What are you gonna say? I'm not 30 yet. Is this your like? 5-year check-in, like
dirty and 30 and fine.
Oh, yeah. I'm at the tail end of my dirty 30s.
Get this man an apple teeny. Okay, possessions.
What?
And I do not mean being at the airport with an ounce and forgetting you had it in your pocket.
Oh no, you do not. We're talking about demons.
Demon possession.
We're talking about the devil.
You in the name
the devil
of
and Father
Amor.
Yeah. Have you? Did you watch that?
I was gonna, but then I didn't.
You know.
I say that about a lot of things in my life. I was going to shit my pants today, but then I did. Oh, wait. That example doesn't work here. God.
I will say this. I've danced at weddings with more shit in my pants than I have right now. So let's
great.
Let's get this
going. I'd love to see you at a wedding.
Oh my. I am a good time at a wedding. That's all I can say.
Me too. Invite me to your wedding. I never go to weddings.
Send Cammie an email to your wedding. Yeah. Kyle and I might come if you invite us.
I only crash weddings. I do not.
I'll take one of them as my plus one. They'll have to fight for it.
Yeah, that email is spookytimewithknj@gmail.com. Send us your wedding invitation.
Yeah. Yes. Send us your save the dates.
Yes.
I'll buy a dress.
Patreon, $13,000. I'll officiate the wedding. I don't care.
$13,000?
Yes.
I'll officiate.
Most people will do that for free.
I'll do it.
It'll be a
I'll do it for free. I'll do it for free. And
Jared,
free publicity.
No, how can you get Patreon money if you're doing everything for free?
$13,000?
I didn't say it was likely.
Well, what's it called?
But
that's
the offer.
Can't you pass around a collection plate at a wedding?
No. I mean,
no.
If a Catholic wedding, which takes place during
30%.
No, you put a box on a table, and that's where they put all the money in cards.
Here in my card, I have lots of money. It will go to the bride and maybe the groom. Money in cards. Doo-doo.
I feel like
that's my favorite Gary Newman song.
The
only Gary Newman song.
Yeah. And Friends Electric, that's a banger too.
Oh, okay. No,
it's cold outside.
Okay.
And a long gray
coat.
Back to the topic at hand.
Let's just backtrack a little bit.
Let's get back to the possession, because I'm feeling possessed right now.
Great. Are you?
I command you in the name of Lucifer. To spread the blood of the innocent.
Okay, I'm fine. Let's go.
Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine.
It must be that cold I gave you.
It must
apparently.
Have been. Ooh, I feel these Lincoln logs growing in my back door.
Ew.
Okay.
All right, Jared. You get,
all right, I'm joking.
You get one more, then we cut you out of the podcast.
No, zero more. That
okay,
was your third strike.
I'm sorry.
No more poop jokes. This is a family show.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, those jokes are all shitty.
Oh yeah.
Get out. Out the window.
That was my one strike.
Oh yeah.
So I got two more. Clip clap. Okay, so Cammie, you've done a little possession research.
Yeah.
Like what?
You know.
What'd you learn?
You know, like normal stuff. I actually took a gander at the internet to find out where the idea of possession came from, where the idea of demonic
possession. How many S's
came
in possession?
From.
Love that in internet.
Four.
Okay. That was
There's
the only question
five
I had.
In possessions.
I was going to try and get you with that, but you were too smart.
Yeah, I know.
My father always
anyway.
Said, never trust a man with five S's in his name.
You can always tell about a man by the rigidity of his shins.
Rigidity, is it what you said?
Yeah, like how rigid the shin is. Mine is rock solid, so I'm a good guy.
I knew a girl with a really weird chin. She could, like, stick her finger
chin?
Underneath. Shin.
Shin, okay.
She had, like... She could, like, stick a finger underneath, like, the bone. It ugh. Sometimes
why?
I don't know. Sometimes I'm just laying
girls
in bed at night, and sometimes I think about it, and I'm just like, fuck!
I should call her.
No, I don't have her. I don't.
All right. Cammie, power. We got to power through this. We're so
okay,
distracted.
Okay, so it looks like the oldest references to demonic possession came from the Sumerians.
That is so them.
They all... apparently, they believed that all, like, physical and mental diseases came from demons. Like, something was infesting your body. So, basically, like, germs are demons.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
So, they would, instead of...
Germany.
That's what they taught me in school.
You know, instead of going to doctors, they would go to what's...
Germany.
Translated to, as sorcerers.
Witch doctors.
They would basically go to witch doctors instead of regular old doctors.
I mean, well, back then there wasn't medicine, so... Like,
there was.
There was, like, a bandage.
But, yeah.
That was the extent of it.
Schwimmy won't plow the field anymore, Doc. Oh, boy. He's got the devil in him. Schwimmy, why don't you plow that field anymore? Well, you know, I don't really like it. I wish I could go to school and read. Oh, devil! Got the devil! Hit him in the head with my devil shovel.
Sumerian accent.
It's Sue!
So spot on.
My wife's name is Sue, and they said marry him.
I love the idea of a devil shovel. It's like, he's possessed. Get the shovel.
Get the shovel.
It's like a shovel with horns that you just hit him square in the forehead with. No!
Bonk.
Demon gone. Gone.
I said bonk.
Bonk. Bonk. Oh, boy.
Bow, wow, wow. Ah! Anywho, so when we think of demonic possession, we think of, like,
lasagna.
Catholicism.
Yeah.
Okay, Garfield.
It's almost Monday. I hate Monday.
Oh God. So, in Christianity and Catholicism, it's more, you know, widely known, especially in the United States. I think that might just be because it's a
fun movie idea.
Largely Catholic or largely Christian nation we have
yes,
here.
We have a very high amounts of the Chrissies in this town.
Yeah,
not as many snake handlers as they are back in Europe.
I was more of a snake oil man myself.
Mm. Were you the one who sold my pappy snake oil?
It might not have been
you
me.
You owe me 3 shillings.
Shillings, eh?
I'll take those shillings to the grave, Kyle Diva. You'll have to pry them from my cold dead
toe. I will trade
toe.
Your shillings and your snake oil for these magic beans.
Ooh. Those magic beans could be anything. Even a boat.
Yeah.
I want the beans. Cammy, I want to buy your beans.
Buy the beans.
Kyle,
and kill
beans.
Kyle in his sleep.
Shillings, please.
They look like buttons.
They're beans.
Beanie buttons.
No,
oh God, come on.
Now I will be the beanstalk.
Kyle, you're turning green. Beanstalk green.
Greeny, you're turning green. That's Violet, you're turning violet.
That's a new Crayola color.
Magenta, you're turning...
Beanstalk green.
Gross.
So in Christianity, there are several different...
circles in hell.
Sure, but...
Catholics over here, Christians over here, Protestants...
There are different levels of possession.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Christianity like Scientology. I get to lick the pastor's toes.
I'm a triple black belt in Christianity.
What'd you say?
I'm a triple black belt in Christianity.
Holy shit. That would be a great fucking, like, Grindhouse movie to make. Like, where it's, like, Christian black belts take on Satan or something.
Kung Fu Catholics.
Kung Fu Catholics. Oh, copywritten here. Kyle Burns, Jared Miller, Cammy Castellani, 2018.
2018.
Is that what year it is?
Where am I?
Okay, so in Christianity, there are 6 levels of possession.
Got it.
The first one is possession. In which Satan or some demon, takes full possession of a person's body without their knowledge or consent.
Oof.
So they're morally blameless for it.
The demon?
No, the person. The human.
The possessee.
Oh, good.
Yeah, there's obsession, which includes attacks of irrationality, obsessive thoughts, usually it says culminating in suicidal ideation.
Sounds like a typical Tuesday to me.
Yeah, just
typically
another
typically influences dreams.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I have been having dreams where I'm like, my entire family dies, and like, I have cancer.
Those are the best dreams.
Oh my God.
I also dream of the death of Jared's family.
Did they do to him? Well, back 7 generations ago, they sold. Apparently, they sold Kyle's grandpappy some bad snake
Stanley
oil.
Stanley Yelnats situation.
That dirty pig stealing great great grandfather.
I'm gonna carry Jared up the mountain.
Carry me up the mountain, Yoda style.
In a little backpack. Your baby backpack.
Beans you will give me, Kyle. Stop talking like that. Sorry.
Level 3.
The level 3 is oppression, in which there's no loss of consciousness or involuntary action. It gives an example, the book of Job, where Job was tormented by a series of misfortunes.
Were they illusions?
Business, family, health, etc.
God illusions. Killed everyone in Job's life.
He killed everyone?
He's like, it's a story like devil and God are talking. It's like, hey, look at that guy. He loves you, but only because he's got all this nice stuff. And God's like, fine, I'll take it all away.
Yeah.
So he kills Job's family, destroys his possessions and ruins him.
It gives him the disease.
And he still loves the Lord.
And Job was like, hey, God, we tight still. He didn't say we tight. That was not common vernacular back then.
It was really mean of God to do that.
You stink, God, but I love you.
Yeah. The 4th level is just external physical pain caused by whatever demon. I have a feeling Satan has never actually possessed anyone.
Yeah, that seems like beneath him.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Like, I'm pretty sure Satan is like a little too busy.
Like, if
I mean, what's he doing?
If I want to do something,
target like one person,
yeah,
one human.
It's like when I do things, I do it big, like a big foot over Manhattan crush.
Infestation is level 5, which is, it affects
That's people's right. The maggots crawling out of your ears.
People's things.
Right.
Animals, etc. And then the sixth one is the most mild one, which is subjection, in which a person voluntarily submits to Satan or some demons. So
Kyle,
they are the one to.
Why are you looking at me?
For $500 on our Patreon, we will submit Kyle to the Dark Lord and a ritual. I have been asking Jasmine for the longest time to let us have a Ouija board, and she is telling me you're not getting a Ouija board because either it's going to get stuck in the house or it's going to attach. Something's going to attach itself to me.
Why?
Is she aware that it's a toy?
If you get a new one, then there's no problem.
If we buy a brand new one? Yeah, that's what I was saying too, but she's just freaked out that like,
yeah. Well,
you know, you set it up, you start to do it, and she's just afraid that something is going to come out and kill us.
That's valid.
But like our neighbor, our old neighbor last night, and she was like, you bring a Ouija board over to my house anytime you want. And I was just like, and then Jasmine's like, you better not. It's going to attach itself to him. And I'd be like,
no,
it won't, my love.
It's already in me.
It's already in me. But I mean, Kyle, what's the number? Like, what's your number for
us?
To
be possessed by the devil?
Yeah, like to let, well, not the devil. You won't get the devil. Like, Jesus Christ, you're not the prettiest girl at the dance. You're like.
Excuse me. Yes, I am.
You're like.
Kyle's the belle of the fucking ball.
You could be the belle of the ball, or you could be like the real slutty Tammy Tuesday who had a couple shots before she got out of the limo.
I don't see the two are mutually exclusive.
No, that's me.
So what's the number, man? What's your number?
What's the net worth of Eastern Europe?
I'll have to get back to you on that, but that's what you're looking for?
That's approaching the number that's going
to take. Okay. If you know the net worth of Eastern Europe, send us an email to spookytimewithknj@gmail.com, and we will get Kyle voluntarily possessed. Thank you. Ooh,
that was adorable.
He's kissing for it. He's puckering up for that dough.
Give me a little microphone, a little smooch. Keep it, let it know it's doing a good job.
Keep it PG.
It is. Good job, everybody.
Fine, I'll put my pants back on.
Thank you.
Well, maybe just keep them around your knees. Okay.
All right, what else we got in the Magic Book of Knowledge?
Cammy's
got a magic book.
So, yeah. it looks like there are four typical characteristics of true demonic or satanic possession.
Number
four
one,
characteristics.
Pea soup.
Number two, crab walks.
In place since the Middle Ages. Number one is manifestation of superhuman strength.
You know those mothers who lift a car off of their babies?
Yes.
Possessed.
No, they're all possessed by the devil.
They're possessed by heroism.
All the dead babies came together like, not another one.
Not
join hands, brothers and sisters.
Wow.
Goop.
Cargo up,
gaw, gaw.
A bee. Second one is speaking in tongues or languages that the possessee would otherwise not know. Such as parcel tongue.
Yeah. I'm glad someone caught that.
Third one would be revelation of knowledge that they otherwise could not have known, wouldn't have
known. How did she know my mother sucks cocks in hell?
Oh, I smell a new Kyle soundbite coming.
Oof.
I miss you, mommy.
UNF.
Oof.
Oof.
Oh.
Ah.
Yee.
Give me
does this
back
count as tongue, speaking
boy.
In tongues?
No. What?
Does this count as speaking in tongues? Because you guys have made sense to last.
What is
seconds.
That Simpsons episode where he meets the guy? He's like, "It's who are you?" And he's just like, "I make sound effects with my mouth." He ha voot voot.
Oh yeah, the grandpa's girlfriend. He tries to drive. They go to Bronson, Missouri.
Hey buddy, I think you meant Bronson, Missouri. This is Bronson, Missouri.
Can I get some cookies? No dice. This ain't over.
No dice.
And then they go to the show with all the celebrities you thought were dead, and he was one of them.
Oh yeah.
Oh, the guy from the Police Academy movies.
Yeah,
no,
Charo.
This is a different guy.
Charo.
My name is Charo, and
Uchi,
I play my maracas.
All right.
Now I know you're dead. No, no, you only think I'm dead. No, I was your biggest fan. I have your obituary in my pocket. And he just turns into ash. I like that episode.
It's a good one.
Isn't that the one with Colonel, right. Is that the one with Colonel Blim?
No.
Yes! You have a question?
All right, Cammy.
What is it? I'm sorry. Yeah. Sorry.
All right, and the fourth characteristic of possession is blasphemous rage, obscenity, profanity, aversion to holy symbols or relics, masturbating with a crucifix.
Sounds like a comment section on YouTube.
Lick me.
Put a potato in my asshole. Carve it up.
That's pretty normal.
Spiralize. Twice baked.
You guys see that Snapchat I sent my brother?
Of the potato?
Yeah, he was cheese grating a potato.
Jake and I had a conversation about that at work today. We were like,
I've had to do that before.
He is not
I've
in the wrong.
Never seen that. Of course. Well, I didn't realize he was making hash browns until after I sent the video.
I thought
still.
He was making a pizza, and he was like hash browning. Like he was putting potatoes on his pizza, and I'm like, that's bizarre. But it wasn't that.
How
he was
bizarre.
Making what seemed to be some sort of breakfast omelet.
He was
at
doing
night.
Some shit. It was afternoon. Mm. But yeah, it was. I just thought it was weird. I've never heard of someone cheese grating a potato, and I just thought it was the most ridiculous thing in the world.
It's times like this where I refer to that 90s hit song, How Bizarre. Dun-na-na,
how bizarre.
Dun-na-na.
I don't know the song.
How bizarre. How bizarre. Dun-na-na. Dun-na-na.
That was amazing.
Ooh, baby. Ooh, baby. It's making me crazy. It's making me crazy. Every time I look around. Check it out. Check it out. Every time I look around. All right. Oh, sorry.
I think my least favorite parts of the episode are the extended musical numbers that I don't get.
Well, you should have grown up in the 90s.
He did. Was there. So, yeah, that was the basics from Christianity and mainly Catholicism.
Oh, boy.
Kyle.
I'm just saying.
You're alienated.
Correct to you.
Yes.
Personally.
Not necessarily to everyone, you dirty birdie.
But in Islam, it's a little bit different. Satan doesn't actually possess bodies, which, you know, I feel like is the right way to look at it, you know, because he's busy. He's got other stuff
going on. He possesses things.
He's possessing Annabelle.
He just steers people toward evil.
Sounds
like
right.
Gives her that little devil
like,
nudge.
You should throw that brick at that baby.
Grab it.
Holy shit!
You should quit your job.
Well, I don't need Satan to tell me that, but,
You should, though. You should quit your job.
Quit my job? You know what, guys? I think I'm going to quit my job.
It works. I'm as powerful as the devil.
You should quit your job and move to Iowa.
Iowa?
Yeah,
come with me to Portland.
Yeah, there's nothing there. You're going to have a great time.
It's corn.
Nothing there.
You should
put a lot of potatoes up my ass.
Yeah.
And shit my britches.
In Iowa? No.
That's where I don't know. I've been to Iowa. I'm never going back. Sorry.
No, Jerry. You'll alienate our Iowan listeners.
Not today, Satan.
Listener. Demons in Islam are called jinns.
Ooh, J-I-N-N. I love that word. DJ.
Yeah.
There's a D at the beginning.
There's nope, just J-I-N-N.
That's like a genie, Kyle.
Yeah, same thing.
Dijin.
Oh, okay.
Is it the same thing?
I don't think it's the same thing.
I don't.
I think
I was. Well, that's
not
was,
how it was spelled.
I was going to ask if
was
that
researching.
Was if that had any relation to that pronunciation, but if there was nothing there, then
They possess humans, causing illness, hallucinations, aggression, etc. Normal, demony things that demons do to humans.
Quite demonic.
usually, jinn possession happens when someone harms a djinn, even unintentionally, when one
finish
summons a djinn, or when a djinn falls in love with a human and
aww.
Wants to be their bae.
No!
Oh, yeah.
That happened in Death Note. Remember, Kyle?
Those were Shinigami, not djinn.
But
wow.
What's the difference?
One of them's a god of death, the other one is not.
Oh.
One of them is Japanese.
Konnichiwa.
Is Death Note
the one with the scary guy?
Yeah.
That's, you're going to need more than that.
He's got a scary face.
Yeah. Spooky face.
Spooky face guy.
They made a live action movie.
They made the live action movie recently on Netflix.
The monster.
That's like perfect casting, though.
When he first shows up, he was perfect. I love it.
Yep.
I'm scared of that. I haven't even seen Death Note.
The anime.
Like, no, thank you.
Okay, this is funny because Jasmine just told me, you watch anime the other day. And I was like, no, I don't. And then I realized
yeah,
I love Yu Yu Hakusho and I love Death Note.
You went through like a 2-year phase of watching JoJo's Bizarre Adventures.
That was mostly mad. I kind of stopped. I couldn't find. I was there a lot, but I couldn't find it anywhere, like online. And then I tried watching it like 2 summers ago, and I was like, I'm above this.
I tried reading JoJo's, but I quit.
I'd rather
eventually.
Read it than watch it.
I feel that way about a lot of anime.
Yeah.
So what anime possession do we have next, Cammy?
Oh, we don't. We're moving on to
shucks.
We're moving on to Buddhism, which is
Buddhism.
Buddhism is basically just like, okay, you're possessed by a demon. Here, take some medicine. Lie down.
Take a week off. Just relax.
Yeah, it's taken care of with medicine, or sometimes you are prescribed actions.
Oh.
Such as,
like saying 1,000 Hail Marys?
Blow 3 strangers.
giving away food or clothes in the name of the demon.
I do what they told you.
So it's basically just like, keep being a good Buddhist. You'll be okay.
Yeah.
Keep being a budding Buddhist.
Yeah. With there's really no information
suck
for...
Suck your neighbor off.
Oh.
Love thy neighbor.
Oh, Jarrett.
Oh, jeez.
There's not a lot of information for Jewish possession, except for the movie, The Possession, but that's neither here nor there.
We got those runts.
We do have runts.
And they're almost all green.
They're almost all greens. I don't know where...
What did you just call me?
Where'd they go?
Runts?
You heard me.
Oh, here you go.
Oh, thanks.
It's a bag of runts, and it's mostly greens. I don't like the greens.
I see a couple oranges.
I'll be
taking a brief hiatus to shove shit in my mouth. Continue.
I did that earlier. Just kidding. Just joking around with you. No.
It was when it came out.
Ew. What?
That's enough.
We're done here.
This isn't fucking Jason Takes Manhattan's load.
Ew.
He was gross.
Toxic Avenger Jason.
I'm sure that guy is backed up.
Toxic Avenger. Ew.
Okay. I mean, they don't show... No, never mind.
He doesn't have a wiener.
Not anymore.
No.
Not in Sexy Teen Volume 7. Anyway, we got any more about the religions of the world?
No. Just that it's mostly notable in Catholicism and Christianity. Mostly Catholicism, you know?
Yeah.
It's pretty crazy, man.
And is it true that you're...
Probably not.
If something is possessed...
I was going to say, yeah. No.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Jericho.
Well, if someone is exuding possession qualities...
Yeah.
Is it true that the Catholic Church has to get permission from all the way at the Vatican?
Yes, you can't just be like, I'm
pretty sure
it's possession.
You need permission from a bishop.
A bishop.
Yeah.
A bishop. The archdiocese.
And it needs to be a last resort thing. Like, mental health care isn't working.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see if this works.
So you're saying when the Warrens did it in that crappy movie, it wasn't an actual
exorcism? I like
exorcism.
The Conjuring.
Crappy movie?
I hate that movie.
Crappy person.
Yeah, you crap fest.
I do. I think the second one was better than the first one.
What?
I think it's just what? Because I've seen the first one too many times.
That's bonkers.
I've seen the first
crazy.
One too many times too.
The second one was good though.
I'm Kyle. I don't like anything.
Hereditary,
I like lots of stuff.
Hereditary and Mandy
Kyle,
are the
like
best horror movies in the last like 10 years though. I will
I
say
need
that.
To see Mandy.
Oh my god. You need to see Mandy too, Kyle. I'm just
she
like.
Not.
She's
don't spoil anything.
She's stunning. That's all I'll say.
That was a pun, I'm sure. She has electric powers.
she's a flaming hot Cheeto. Mwah.
Mm,
that's
Cheetos.
All I'll say.
La di da.
Anyway.
So it looks like all the early notable cases of demonic possession happened in France in the
Ooh-la-la.
Early 1600s. <Ooh-la-la>. Bonjour.
Sacred blue.
Baguette.
My cheese! She stinks! All you silly Americans coming in here with your flip-flops and your menthol cigarettes. I spit at you! Hiccup-a-tee!
So many syllables to spit.
Oh! Someone just stepped on a really creaky floorboard.
Yeah!
And it stinks.
Enough. Are we not alone?
I'm never alone when I'm with you guys.
Well, yeah, literally.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck
yeah.
You, Kyle. I've had it
tell
up
us about
here.
The French.
I'm gonna tell you about the French. I'm gonna.
I got a Frenchie on my list too.
You do?
Antoine.
Great.
Yeah.
So anywho, it looks like in 1611 there was a series of demonic possessions that happened to some Ursuline nuns of
not the ones who follow
on Provence in the I south of Provence. France.
Oh, Provence.
The priest of
church?
Yeah.
Priest of the area.
He was accused and convicted of causing the possession by a pact with the devil, and he was executed by being burned at the stake, but they burned bushes instead of
him?
Sticks. Because it burns hotter and slower. So,
let's give him the bush burning, not the regular
stick burning.
I'm sure
this is picking up all my nasty chewing. Sorry, guys.
No, it's cool.
I like the sound of you chewing.
It's whatever, man.
If you could, like, isolate that and, like, give it to me in an MP3, like, I could go to sleep to it every night.
Really?
No! Ew!
So, yeah. he was convicted of that after a nun. She was a 17-year-old nun, and people say that they probably had an affair. But after this all went down, she was acting like she was possessed. And so they were like,
interesting.
Why is she acting like this? And then they were like, oh, it was probably...
she's full of Satan.
Father Goffredi's fault.
Father Goffredi.
And it turns out
Baba Goffredi.
He made a pact with the devil. And then, like, those 20 years later, there were other possessions that happened... there's a 1634. There were other possessions that happened that were so similar that they used this case, the 1611 case,
right,
to convict. They were like, this happened before.
Whoa.
And it was like the same deal. Priest made a deal with the devil.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
I'm going to try that on my deathbed.
Hey, Satan, give me one more sweet minute of life and you can have my soul.
No, I don't. I want more than a minute.
In 1647, again, in France, the same exact thing happened.
Holy shit.
Yeah, so I think a lot of it had to do with the crazy amount of just general witch hunts that were going on in the 1600s in Europe. Like, that's when...
something smells witchy over here.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's my new perfume. Oh, de Broom.
Eye of Newt, Tail of Newt, Rest of Newt.
You always want more Eye of Newt.
Oh, de Newt. Oh, no. So, yeah. They just, throughout the 1600s in Europe, and there were a couple in America, too. The first one that happened in the United States was in 1638, and her name was Dorothy Talby. She was...
witch.
She was just a regular lady, and then one day she drowned her 3-year-old. She killed her 3-year-old, and they were like, why did you do this? She was like, God told me to do it.
Do you guys ever think
about
that?
Turns out she was just mentally ill.
Oh, really?
And that was, I mean, before there was really any mental health care at all.
Yeah,
they
I wonder...
just like, oh, that's a demon. You're a witch.
Ooh, she's got the demon.
No!
What? I'm just saying she's got the demon.
No, you were... there was a cadence to that.
Yeah, you were
there
going
was demon, 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 demon.
There was a Cosby cadence to that.
I will neither
like...
confirm or deny such a cadence.
He's confirming it as we speak with that tone.
Eating my gobstopper and judging
ooh,
you.
Ooh, everlasting. Unlike my jail sentence. He'll be back on the street in 10 years.
He'll be dead, and he's like 95.
No, he's going to get out. He's going to get fucking buff in jail, join a gang, and get out.
I hope not. I hope he dies. I hope he rots in jail.
I know. That's what I'm saying. It's good. Cosby's going to be the new fucking Jason Voorhees.
Oh, God.
Just
Cosby X.
Just when he thought he was done. And he's just like, ooh, Theo, there's work to be done.
Cosby
it's
lives.
Okay, guys. He just wanted his pudding pops.
Help me.
Here, have a drink.
Oh my God.
Shame on you, Bill. You disappoint a lot of people. Hashtag fuck you, Cosby.
Fuck you, Cosby. Hashtag rot.
Hashtag rot.
You.
Hashtag spooky time.
Hashtag spooky time.
Now. Attaboy.
Hashtag shameless plug.
Yeah. Okay.
Kyle, do you have any notable cases that we should maybe hear about?
Yeah. I got one old one, one less old one, and one modern one.
Great.
Which one should we start with?
Spin me a tale.
She's all cuddled up with her blanket.
Yeah.
We're gonna start with my own Frenchie, Antoine.
Antoine.
He was Antoine Gay. He was a Frenchman in 1790 to 1871. And he was believed to be possessed. He lived in Lyon.
Are you meowing?
L-Y-O-N. Lyon. Lyon.
L-Y-O-N. Lyon. Lyon. Lyon, you stupid American. Lyon.
Yes, that is pretty much how they do that. Anyway, so he was... One day he was possessed. They had all the signs like he was
just
speaking
one
in tongues.
Day
I was sitting, eating my French fry, and smelling my cheese. And then I felt something enter me through the back door of my pajama pants. Mon ami. I said, ooh, Fido, why you sniff me on my real end? I just came from the bidet. But it was a demon entering me from the behind. Like a coward, he came into the back door.
Oh my God, I hate you so much.
Anywho.
If we could even go one episode without talking about butts even once, or things that go in or come out of butts, I would be shocked.
I need a baby wipe for this demon that is lodged in my derriere.
So Antoine couldn't get exercise because he lived in one area,
and the abbot lived
in like next door. He's like, you live in the like you go to the wrong church. I can't cure you, and so he wasn't cured for a while.
What a shield! I kick rocks, mon ami.
All right.
And in the
do you have anyone that's not French?
I got one more thing to say about Antoine.
Okay.
So at one point, him and his demon, they're like, we know another lady who's possessed. So let's keep him in a room together, see what happens. And
what happened? Say that again?
There was another possessed lady.
Okay.
And they're like, hey, we got two possessed people. Let's see if they want to talk to each other. Let's see if they can help each other through this. And so they get into the room, and then they start...
Oh, Marjolie, my name is
Antoine. God damn it!
My name is Antoine, what is your name, you beautiful little dish? And what was your name, Kyle?
It's me, Modeste.
I don't do French.
Modeste. Oh, you sound just like a beautiful girl.
And their demons start arguing, apparently, in tongues. It's like, hey, like, I'm... And the one guy had his demon translate what it was afterwards. Like, yeah, like they were trying to see who was the bigger demon, who's the badder bitch, as it were.
Ooh, that's interesting.
Yeah, and apparently they got them together multiple times, and they were just speaking this nonsense language to each other. Probably like that. Yes, Jared, yes. And,
it probably sounded something like that, yeah.
Yeah. And Anton was never exercised, and he died in June.
This June?
June of 1871.
Oh!
Those demons, they really help keep you kicking.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's journey away from France, across the great mountains, under the ocean, to America.
Under the
ocean? There are mountains under the ocean.
Under the sea! Under the sea.
To the possession of Elizabeth Knapp of Groton, Massachusetts.
Massachusetts.
I'm possessed. I am.
She was a maid for the local priest.
Oh, wait. Yeah, I'm possessed.
You got chowder.
I am.
You got your demon with chowder.
I ate some chowder for breakfast, and then I fucking got possessed. I got a mouthful of nerds. Blah, blah, blah.
They're runts.
Runts. What did you just call me?
You already made that joke.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, right
so
mouth.
She was like the maid in the priest's house.
Ew.
Oh, they're all white. And the priest's like, hey, I think you're possessed. And the girl's like, yeah, you're probably right. there was like a long process of him. Like, he went at it like a scientist. He was documenting everything going slowly, piece by piece.
I'm just imagining Alana Glazer right now as you're like, this like poor woman, just like, oh, God, I think I might have a little,
you know,
got a touch of a demon in me.
You know, I was, like, kind of thinking that, but Until you said it, it didn't really, like, sink in. Do you think maybe I should do something about it? What should I do? Maybe. Some exorcism?
It did happen eventually.
Can we dedicate this episode to Lana Glazer?
Yes.
I hereby dub the Lana Glazer episode.
Yes. She's great.
The name of this episode in Spotify and everywhere else will be Lana Glazer Spectacular.
Yes.
Possession.
2K18.
Woo!
Woo!
And, yeah, that's the thing about this one was just that the guy, the priest doing this, was just so meticulous with his note-taking and his, you know, documentation of the possession that it gave us a great look into the life of people in Salem, in the Salem area. And they bring up the witch trials as something that happened later that was very similar. So yeah. I don't think that was an actual possession.
Stupid Massachusetts. I want to go.
Speaking of Massachusetts.
More like Massa-stupid. Oh,
this is Antoine again. I got a...
Yeah.
All right.
Right on.
My last one, the only modern exorcism case that I care to speak about.
Okay.
The trial of Arne Cheyenne Johnson.
Mm.
Arnie. Arnie Pie in the Sky, they called him before the possession. And this was a fairly famous case because he tried to make the devil a part of his legal defense after he murdered his landlord.
Oh my goodness.
The devil made me do it!
The devil's busy! I called
to the stand! Satan! Before you! Jury! Stands the dog! Lord!
Just horns the whole time.
If I take one hand and the hand, I can make a mega horn!
I swear to tell the truth. The whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help me God.
So rock my soul for those about to rock. I salute you. Yeah!
Oh my God.
Oh, Jarrett.
we got a little bit of Jack Black in me.
Middle
side!
This episode's going to end with a priest walking in and be like, Jarrett, like, it's time to go away and you can get this thing out of you. You speak nothing but tongues.
No, I like it better in me.
Yeah, Jarrett's demon makes him cool.
Feed me.
Demons are never cool, Cammy. I bet you also think drugs are cool.
I do, yeah.
Damn, she's so cool.
I'm really cool. I'm smoking right now.
When Kaya falls asleep tonight.
What are you going to do to me in my bed?
Nothing.
That's fucking right, nothing.
Okay.
This dude, Arne Johnson, Arnie, he was investigated by the Lorens, Ed and Lorraine, the Warrens, not the Lorens.
The Warrens.
The Yahoos. And, apparently there was a whole big thing with like a bunch of Catholic priests trying to exorcise this guy for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they were done, he went and killed his landlord. So it didn't stick.
Was it like a rent thing?
I don't think it says. Several months later, like, Johnson killed his landlord.
$800 a month? You're the one who's possessed, bro. Possessed by greed.
I'll possess my foot up your ass.
Damn.
But it was probably about
rent. Was
he
just like a readily available human at the time, or was there a reason he killed his landlord?
They had a heated conversation. I would imagine it's about rent. Have you ever had a landlord that you liked?
I've never had a landlord.
No, they're shit heels.
Yes, they are.
Okay.
And so the judge was like, you can't fucking prove that. You can't do that.
And so he went to jail. Stand! The Prince of Darkness!
Like that episode of Simpsons where Lisa is Joan of Arc and she calls God as her witness and he actually comes down in the form of a beam of light. You told me to lead the English to victory. Oh, I didn't think you guys would ever be in the same room.
Oh, my gosh.
I love that episode too.
God is such a player. But they, like they say, don't hate the player. Hate the game.
Oh, Jared.
Oh, yes.
You're such a bitch.
Spitting truth, Ruth.
Yeah, I'm Ruth.
I'm Kyle.
I'm Truth. He's still Kyle.
Truth.
I'm Arnie Pie in the Sky. The devil made me do it.
Kyle was just an average boy with a red polo until he started a podcast with his friends, Jared and Cammy. I think this will be a great podcast, said Kyle. Me too, said Cammy. Me three, said Jarrett.
The only one with a real voice.
And then all of a sudden, Kyle burst into flames and Beelzebub came out of his mouth. I am Beelzebub, Kyle. I am eternal.
Beelzeburns.
I am Beelzeburns. Whoa, said Jarrett.
Ah,
said Cammy.
Probably.
Ruh-roh, says Cammy's dogs.
Let Beelzebub take you on a metal
ride.
That was a great metal ride. End. Thank you, Beelzeburns.
Yeah, our Lord and Savior, Beelzeburns.
Beelzeburns.
Amen. Wow, they're worshiping me. This must be
no,
what
we're,
Oprah
we're
feels
worshiping
like.
The devil in you.
Boom,
potato potato.
Cha, boom, 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 boom. Cha, da 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 dun 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 boom. Cha, Beelzebum bum bum.
Did we have anything else we wanted to say?
I do some of that scream singing, but I don't know how to do that.
Do 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 do. La. La. Okay, real quick. Who's
that's
ever...
how metal bands do it, right?
Yeah, I think yeah. so.
You guys hear about the metal band that's just like three tiny little Japanese girls?
No.
It's real. it's called Baby Metal, and they are ludicrous.
Oh, I have heard of that, cool. actually.
First time I saw it, I was like, the fuck?
Take fuck?
It's Japan doing its thing.
Are they good?
I mean, they're fine, yeah.
Great.
You should listen to
that's
them.
All that matters. All right, so we does anyone else have anything they want to add about possessions? Kyle, any more exampies?
I've gone through all three of my possession cases.
Possession cases.
Oh, do we want to Mulder Scully this? What's all of our opinions on possession?
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Who Let's wants Kyle? Kyle, you just you
the Mulder Scully scale. Shocker! I am still a Scully skeptic.
Really?
It's. I mean, like, I believe like
Catholic
it could happen.
Kyle doesn't believe in possessions.
Catholic Kyle Beelzeburns does not believe in possessions.
I wonder. What that's like. That's crock. Like such a duality right there. Like at night you fall asleep, and then like, between like 1 a.m. and 3 a.m., Catholic Kyle's out comes out of you and starts doing like Catholic things, and then
like
from,
tap dancing.
Yeah.
Like taffy.
And then like 3:01 till 5:01, Beelzeburns comes out and starts raising hell.
Yeah, raisins.
Yeah. California raisin hell.
Yeah.
The thought scared me.
I like that your metal is like 80s metal.
Yeah.
It's great.
But that was
like
about to
Iron Maiden.
Six! Six, six! The number of the beast!
I love yeah. Iron Maiden.
Huh?
I love Iron Maiden.
They're pretty cool.
I love them. Yes.
If you play their songs backwards, you get a wonderful recipe for pea soup.
Mm. Pea soup. Take one carrot in your pea soup. Get 60 pounds of peas. Whoop.
Did we have any more cases we wanted? Did you have any more cases?
Yeah,
we got a Mulder to Scully this
time. Oh,
still.
Yeah. We
have to Mulder Scully at first.
We got my
Kyle,
skeptic.
Kyle was a Scully skeptic. Cammy, where do you fall in the Mulder Scully league?
Same.
You're
I'm
a
still,
Scully?
I don't think that.
Cammy, swing vote.
I think it's
think
real.
That the devil is real. So I don't think that demons are real. I don't think that. I think it's all mental. I think, like, if somebody is truly possessed by the devil, it's because they
that ain't right.
are. Mentally unstable.
They're crazy.
You know what? I don't maybe yeah. believe in the devil, but I'm afraid of the devil.
That makes sense.
And so I would fall more towards the crazy Fox Mulder because
spooky.
I don't think that I would be possessed because I'm baptized. I think everyone in this room is baptized.
Yes, that's true.
Baptizing,
but I'm not baptized Catholic.
Well, you're baptized in general. That's
yes.
all that matters, I think.
Okay.
No. We were having this conversation last night about, like, the Ouija board thing at our old neighbor's place,
mm-hmm.
and I asked everyone, like, who's baptized, and only our old neighbor's fiance, he said he wasn't baptized, and I'm like...
You can't play.
Get
and
out.
In my head, it was like, this is like the beginning of the movie where you see like the found footage where it's like, this is them 2 weeks before
yeah.
at the barbecue when everyone was happy and
yeah.
and enjoying life.
In a week, they'd all
in
be
a week, and in a week, yeah, he'd kill them all, the non-baptized guy.
Oh, no.
Which would be pretty funny if he killed all of us because he's just such a nice fellow.
Fuck what? You! I'd love it more if you were murdered!
Oh my god.
You started it, you're like, it would be hilarious.
I would solve
murdered us!
No, I would solve that murder case so hard.
Would you guys avenge me?
I would avenge the shit out of you.
Then, okay.
Are you kidding me?
Okay, good.
I'd find out who did it before the police.
Oh, are you okay? Fuck, I'm sorry.
You'd avenge me, then you start slapping her in the face.
Fuck yeah. I just hit her thumb, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. I wasn't looking, it was my fault.
Okay, but this is the thing. If I were to be murdered, you have to make a promise right now to me, pinky swear.
You have to tell me what I'm pinky swearing to.
I will.
First. Pinky swears are rigid, finite.
Like Kyle's rigidity. Knees.
Yeah.
Or his shins.
So what am I pinky swearing
to? You will try to contact me through a Ouija board.
Yeah.
What's the code word going to be?
You can't say it on the air, otherwise people are going to know.
Okay.
What's the code?
Applesauce.
Shut up, Kyle. Oh, we need a new word now.
Oh, man.
New safe word.
All right. If you can think of a good word that I should say after coming back from the dead to Cammy. Oh, wait.
Scotch tape.
Kyle! I mean, Jared! Sorry, I'm so used to yelling at Kyle.
All right. Last one.
Okay.
And then if this one doesn't work, we'll think of a new one off the air.
Okay.
Oh, my knees are weak from hearing that one.
Fuck you.
Oh, he's on the floor. What's for dinner tonight?
You should make it a really tough word that just doesn't come up in kind of like octogenarian.
Well, we can't.
Mafafaka.
Dodecahedron. No, is that 12 sides or 20 sides?
If 20. I was ever going to have a metal band, we would be called Mafafaka.
And it sounds like Meshuggah.
Meshuggah?
Meshuggah!
It's Meshuggah?
Meshuggah, you know the metal band?
No.
There's a metal band called Meshuggah. They're really good.
Are they, why aren't like they called Meshuggah?
I don't know. Ask
my little Meshuggah, come here. Give your grandpappy a kiss. Just because these lips haven't been dry since 1954 doesn't mean you can't give grandpappy a kiss.
What?
What do you think? This ain't makeup. Oh, God.
I got that last part.
Oh, boy. Okay, right. So if you think that, if you could think of some fun things for me to say to Cammy after she tries to bring me back from the dead, okay, besides contacting me through a Ouija board, you need to find me a host body.
Okay, new pinky swear.
New pinky swear. Kyle is witness here
nose
on
goes,
this day.
I ain't
hosting. Kyle, okay,
no,
Kyle.
That's okay, I'll find someone better.
Find me, like, preferably someone who's got legs and is able.
I'm not going to find you someone who doesn't have legs. They're going through enough.
Like, fuck. She brought me a paraplegic. Would that probably...
I would never. I'd bring you like a toddler.
You could probably find me someone in a coma. So it's like... It's like a shell.
Why would they wake up just because you're in there?
That's true.
Because there's consciousness suddenly.
The soul is already...
It's
still
basically
in a coma body.
A meat puppet. That's what it is.
No, I'm a meat puppet.
The victim's soul is still in there until death, even if they're in a coma. Unless someone puts them in a coma by ripping the soul out, the soul is still going to be in there.
That's a broken
little body.
Well, yeah, but they're weakened. And that's where demonic possession typically comes from. It comes from a host who is vulnerable.
Yeah, they're weakened, but like, what are you going to do once you're inside? The body doesn't work.
You can make it work. You make it dance.
As long
meat
as, okay.
Puppet, Kyle.
Okay. You
meat
need,
puppet.
I trust,
he's not magic. He's a soul.
He
I trust
magic.
Cammy to find me, if not a coma patient, like a fucking Boy Scout or something.
A spry 18-year-old.
Yeah! Oh, my God. Get me, no,
like
get
a
me,
horse.
Get me a
what?
No, get me a kid, like from Child's Play. Bring me, like, a kid.
Andy.
Yeah.
So, do we just make a plan after the untimely death of one of our hosts to then kidnap a child?
Yes.
I'm not putting my hand in
that.
Okay.
We are recording a felony.
Spooky time! Yeah!
Woo!
Kyle, you're fired.
Yeah.
Because you won't help my resurrect. You won't help my reign for 100 years.
Yeah, clean out your cubby. You're out of here.
Oh, man.
Fine, I'll go start my own podcast.
Fine!
With blackjack and hookers. You know what? Forget the podcast!
Wait, can I come?
Oh, okay.
Only if you murder Jarrett.
Wait.
I think I would let you murder me if
really?
There was a plan to resurrect me.
Oh, so not if there wasn't anything in
no,
it.
No, yeah. There'd have to, I would like, it would have to be like, I get killed at like 8 o'clock, and then by like 8:15, I'm walking around in a Boy Scout.
8:15? I can't find a body that quick.
No, we have it all set up before we kill me.
okay.
But
so your death won't be accidental. It'll be like, it's time for Jared's
rebirth. Can you do the same thing for me, just in case?
I got you, dog.
Thank you.
Kyle?
Knox.
Were you to ask me, I would do it for you.
Yeah, me too.
Because we love you.
Yeah.
I would rather be a ghost.
But we'd put you in a
back.
Girl.
How dare you? I'd kill myself all over again.
Look
so you
at
got
my
right.
Puffy pretty pink nipples and my little dress.
Oh my God, no.
Forget the dress.
You know what? I didn't like it at first, but these curls are to die for.
We'll get you a big lollipop, too. In a little sailor suit. I'm a little sailor girl.
Wait, no, that makes it sound like we're putting him in a kid, and that's creepy. That
No. You're going
to
be
oh,
like.
Oh, yeah. When it's a girl, it has to be 18 or
no, you're
going to
be like yeah. a third. We're going to get you like a dirty 30 ex-porn star in a curl. Kyle, we might become more intimate with one another.
I don't think we will. It's still me in there.
Oh, my God. It's like being John Malkovich.
Are you
going to
fuck Kyle?
No!
In a
baby!
He's going to try.
I mean...
He's going to be a little boy scout. He's going to keep trying to have sex with my
30-year-old. Could you imagine? You would be the one going to jail. I need to cut all of this out.
It wasn't my fault. My buddy's in the kid. He keeps trying to touch me.
That's what they all say, you dirty, dirty birdie.
Tell it to the judge, you sicko lady.
I'm telling you, we're two men in this lady and kid's body. Oh, that's even weirder.
Jarrett's like, bye, Kyle. Have fun in jail.
La 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 la. And when you get
once
out,
they give me the chair, I'm coming back for you with my spirit form.
Well, oh yeah, I'm gonna have to put him in a different body after that.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Because I just promised. I didn't pinky promise though.
Oh no, I'm not a part of the pinking promise.
Pinking?
Pinky. The pinkening didn't happen with me.
Oh okay.
The pinkening. The stinking.
I knew it. That was the next thing.
Okay.
Come out of your mouth.
All right. So you, if anyone has any good links to any body
if it
swap,
rhymes with sex. Bitch or stink, he's gonna make a joke about it.
Sexy Rexy, bitchy witchy, stinky pinky. Take a shower,
that's
stinky.
That's my nickname in high school.
Stinky pinky.
It's not your fault.
I know.
It's not your fault. We're gonna Finding Forrester this.
Oh.
That's not that movie, is it?
That's
Good Will Hunting.
Yeah. Finding Forrest Whitaker?
It's not your fault. It's not your fault. It's not your fault.
I know.
It's not your fault! Sorry.
Oh.
Okay, sorry.
I don't like it when Jarrett yells at me.
Anybody yells at me.
Okay, so if any of our listeners out there have any good website links or know any witches or spells or won't be tricking us like they did in that movie that I saw last night, I won't be taking part in any of that trickery.
Don't be spoiling nothing about anything.
I didn't. But if you have any body swap spells, send us a link to spookytimewithknj@gmail.com. I think that's it for the episode tonight.
I think we're good. I think it should be noted that The Exorcist is really like the only possession movie worth watching. If you're gonna watch one, watch The Exorcist.
Yep.
There's a documentary on Netflix right now called "The Devil and Father Amort," and it's about the guy who did exorcisms for the Vatican for years. He died last year.
The devil and Father Mork? Mork and Mindy?
Mort.
The devil and Father Mindy.
Nanu, nanu. Shizbut.
It was made by William Friedkin, the guy who directed The Exorcist.
Yes, oh
it's
yeah.
About, it's
William
about Fried. Possessions.
William Friedkin.
He's a Chicago guy, too. He's a Chi-Town native.
Yeah.
He's got a sausage in his pocket?
Sausage in his
oh,
pocket?
Yeah. You can
chasing
see
after Pogo the Clown.
In
and
the
his
documentary. Yeah.
I'm William Friedkin, director of such films as The Exorcist. Don't mind my pocket sausage. Anywho.
There's also a movie, I think it might still be on Netflix, called Ava's Possession. Mm-hmm. And it's like this woman, like life after, like it's dark comedy. Like woman's life after the possession. Like in that world, possessions just happen.
Oh, okay.
And it's kind of like a 12-step AA thing where she has to go through and, you know, make amends for all the people that she hurt while possessed. And,
okay.
And she goes to like meetings and it's just a fun
that sounds
way
hilarious.
To look at
that's
it.
Pretty funny sounding. I like that.
I didn't finish it, but.
Oh, okay. Do you recommend it so far?
Ava's Possession.
Yeah.
Cool.
All right, so Kyle's Lock of the Week is Ava's Possession.
Cha-ching.
Jared's Lock of the Week is, ooh, Hereditary. Or Mandy. Cammy, what's your Lock of the
you
Week?
Told me if Mandy's not.
I just no, said The Exorcist, but that's my Lock of the Week every week.
That cha-ching. Is true. Cha-ching. Bling. Boom, 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 boom. Okay.
It's a guess. All right.
All right, so that has been it for Spooky Time Podcast today. I am one of your hosts, Jarrett Miller. You can find me on the Instagram at musk_tusk. We've been starting to get a little trickle of followers. New on our pages and such. I think they're listeners. If you are, keep coming on.
Follow us. Don't be shy.
Keep on keeping on. That's what I meant to say. You guys are great. The
most beautiful people I've ever seen.
Like I said, this is a trickle. We want this sink. We want this sink to be a full blast.
Yeah.
Full blast.
Wet bandits. That's what we want.
We're the wet bandits. You're sick. You know that? You're real sick.
Jarrett's sick. He's sneezing up a storm over there.
No, I'm okay. Achoo. Oh, shit. Okay, who, Cammy, where can we find you?
You can find me on Instagram at Crambles, K-R-A-M-B-L-E-S.
Ooh.
You can also find us on Instagram at Spooky Time Network.
Yeah, you cucks.
Yeah, God. okay, chill. Follow us there just for updates on what we're doing in our everyday lives, which episodes are coming out, what we're planning on doing. You know, it's lots of fun.
It is.
All right, Jarrett's making a face.
I'm sorry, there's a VHS tape of Casablanca, and Bogey seems to be in color.
No, it's not in color.
Oh, good. I was about to
it's
go.
It's just the cover.
Ape shit.
The cover's a color.
Don't worry.
Anyway, okay, Kyle, where can we find you, brah?
Find me on Twitter at FievalGoesWest, F-I-E-V-A-L, Goes West, all one word.
I understand you got into a heated argument about the Brett Kavanaugh situation over this week on Twitter, true or false?
Yes, I insist, like, I don't care, like, what anyone says, like, or what the evidence, quote-unquote, there is. His name is spelled B-R-E-T.
Oh.
There is no second T, that is just leftist propaganda, it is...
Interesting.
He's a molester, and he only has one T in his name.
Oh yes. Okay. Good. So you're on the winning team.
I had to get that in there, making sure people didn't misunderstand the joke.
Stop Kavanaugh. That is all I have to say about that.
Yeah, he can die.
He can lick.
No, he can just go fuck himself.
He can go lick a frozen beer.
He can go to jail.
He should.
He's not.
He should.
But he's not.
Well, he should.
No,
I'm a pessimist about society.
The statute of limitations is up for everything that he's done, if I'm not mistaken. But
so he should just get tased on his
perjury?
Tinkler. His Tinkler tased for 11 hours a day.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Sounds like a vacation to me.
Oh, okay. All right. Oh. You can also find, if you like what you're hearing and you want to support the show and the people who are making it, and also unlock a couple other new podcasts, such as our take on Friday the 13th, the 2009 edition, yep. A new show on Are You Afraid of the Dark, a rewatch podcast, where we talk about rewatch each episode of the show. That's two new episodes of Return of the Midnight Society each month for you. That link, my friends, is... That link is, my friends, patreon.com/spookytimepodcast. You get more stuff than that. There's blooper reels we're working on. We're working on a couple of fun things.
I got an idea for a show where it's just the recording of you eating for like 30 or 40 minutes. I'm going to call it Jarrett's Jawline.
And then I just start crying like, why do I do this to myself? Why?
Oh, I want to be in that one too.
Kim, you can eat too.
I did want to start a blog a few years ago where it was just pictures of Adele eating and just like...
I remember this.
I love that woman. She is such a beauty.
She was at my airport before I started working there.
No.
She stopped by. She was like, we had to do all, they, I wasn't working there yet, had to do all kinds of stuff to make sure that no one could see her, all of it's private.
Oh my God. That woman is an angel on this earth if there ever was
she
one.
She fell down in the bathroom in the plane.
No.
Yes.
Did you guys hit some turbulence?
Is she okay? She was,
bloody hell, I hit me keist. Said Adele.
She's so cute.
Oh my goodness.
Maybe
we should call her. Hello? Adele, if you're listening to this, call us.
She's not.
Spookytime with KNJ@gmail.com.
I don't know.
All right, so like we were saying, follow us on our new journey on our sister show, Chronicles of Camp Crystal Lake, where we are starting our rewatch of the Halloween film series, starting this week with John Carpenter's 1978 classic, Halloween.
I'm so fucking pumped.
I'm so fucking fucked.
Yeah, me too.
Rock hard.
Rock hard.
I'm not.
Rocko's modern dick. Rocco's modern dick.
What?
Boing, 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 boing. Oh, Mr. Big Head, go down. It's been over 4 hours.
Oh, Rocco.
Oh, Rocco.
Mow my lawn. Or whatever.
Oh, my God.
Oh, baby, oh, baby, oh, baby.
Okay.
Rocco?
So, the movie Halloween, except instead of Dr. Loomis, it's Jason.
I'm copying.
You know, they dabbled with making a Friday, Michael Myers versus Jason movie, but they were too similar. So
that
would
have been terrible.
Maybe we shouldn't.
Yeah.
Well, maybe we'll get into that this week on the
maybe
show.
Maybe we will.
All right. So I think that we've covered all of our bases. So stay. This has been Spooky Time Podcast, and we'll check you next time.
And remember, as always,
stay spooky.
Destination unknown as we're pulling for some gas. Officially pasted poster reveals a smile from the pack. Elephants and acrobats, lion, snakes, monkey. Billy speaks righteous, Sister Cena says funky. How bizarre.